Welcome. Let's pray. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for guiding us. Thank you, Jesus Christ, for guiding us. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for helping us. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for helping us. In my bed, I remember you, Holy Spirit. I think of you through the night watches, 2 in the morning, 1:30 in the morning. Psalm 63:6. Lord, I cast all my anxiety on you because you care for us. 1 Peter 5:7. Lord, we give you all our loved ones, our friends that are not reading your word, are not getting into your word, are not finding out what the love that's in the book of John. They're not seeking and finding you and finding their peace in your word. Your presence and your peace is in your word, Father, in your word of John 14, 15, 16, and 17. Words of wisdom, that stream that flows from a deep fountain, are found in your word, Lord God. Foolish talk only brings a lot of trouble. When we say foolish things, we're setting ourselves in a trap and we're destroying ourselves. Lord, help us to speak right, say things right. We've been giving a big mouth for a good purpose. Hallelujah. The Lord is a mighty tower. We praise him and we run to his word where we can be safe. The rich, they think they can throw more money at problems and it's a wall of protection, but it dissipates. It is stupid and embarrassing, humiliating, to go anywhere else other than where the word of God is. But if we listen, we start getting cheerful, we start getting helpful, and we start getting believing. Amen. Because you have been my help, Lord, therefore in the shadow of your wings I will rejoice. Psalm 63:7. We fight the good fight of faith. We take hold of eternal life to which we were called. We are charged to keep this command without spot or blame until the appearing of our Lord Jesus Christ, which God will bring about in his own time. God, the blessed and the ruler, the King of kings and Lord of lords, who alone is immortal and who lives in unapproachable light, whom no one has seen or can see, to him be honor and mighty. 1 Timothy 6:12-16. To him be honor and might forever. The Lord Jesus says, remember me in your bed. Think of me through the night watches. When you are wakeful during the night, thoughts can fly at you from all directions. Unless you take charge of them, you are likely to become anxious. Your best strategy is to think about me during your night watches. Start communicating with me about whatever's on your mind. Cast all your anxiety on me because I care for you. I am taking care of you. This makes it possible for you to relax and rejoice in the shadow of my wings. When you remember me during the night, think about who I really am. Ponder my perfection, my love, joy and peace. Rejoice in my majesty. Rejoice in wisdom, in my joy and my peace. Rejoice in my majesty, my wisdom, grace, and mercy. Find comfort in my name, Shepherd, Savior, Emmanuel, Prince of Peace. Shepherd, I take care of the flock. I hold you in my arm. Savior, I paid the price for your penalty. Emmanuel, I am here with you, holding you, walking with you. Prince of Peace, I give you my peace. The peace that the enemy has no claims on. Be aware, be awed by my power and glory, for I am King of kings and Lord of lords. Thus you worship me and enjoy my presence. These thoughts of me will clear your mind, helping you see things from my perspective and refresh your entire being. Amen and amen. Bless the Lord. Again, when you wake up during the night, remember me, who I really am. Ponder my perfection. Look at the cross and see how I took the punishment of the sins of the world, past, present, and future. Think about the love that it took for me to do that. Think about the joy that I receive now for and the peace that I earn from going to the cross. Rejoice in my majesty, my peace, my gift I give to you. Rejoice in my wisdom, my grace. Rejoice in my mercy. Find comfort in my names. Shepherd, Jehovah, Savior, Emmanuel, Prince of Peace, be all by my power and glory. For I am King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Thus you worship me and praise me and enjoy my presence with all its benefits. Thus you worship me and enjoy my presence even more. These thoughts of me will clear your mind, helping you to see things from my perspective and refresh your entire being. Remember, you're like a wild horses. You got to get a hold of the rein and stay on the road. There's a highway to heaven, and your willingness to praise me and remember me will get you there. That was taken from Jesus from Today by the book of Sarah Young. I'm holding another book by David Jeremiah called Walking by God. It was given to me by my eldest grandchild, and she gave me one with a very nice cup, coffee cup, and they gave my wife one with a very nice coffee cup. And man, it must have cost some money for a brand new married 28-year-old young lady. I'm very grateful for this. But this is today's reading. It has, "This I know, the very hairs of your head are all numbered," Matthew 10:30. The title of the reading is "This I Know," and it says, "Some have far more hair on their heads than others, but God wants you to know, wants us to know, he's counted every hair." Theologically, you may accept the doctrine of God's sovereignty as biblical and true. Yet, when your life seems detailed by the loss of a job, a home, or a loved one, do you question God's plans? Or you may study and study and study and still mess up. And you say, how can that happen? Abraham laughed, wondering how God could ever fulfill his promise of birthing a nation through his seed at 100 years old. God came through, though. Moses thought he hit a dead end at the Red Sea with more than 2 million people following his direction and threatened to throw everything at any moment, Exodus 14:16. God came through. Joseph was locked up in a prison, rejected by his brothers, and falsely accused by his employer's wife. God came through. And look at us. You're sitting listening to me. I'm sitting comfortable in my den. God came through for us to this point. The one who knows the number of hairs on our heads is the one who hears our cries during the night. The one who understands our confusion and heartbreaking loss. He is able to use our circumstances to accomplish his ultimate purpose. He just needs our voice to build brick by brick. Have you been feeling that God's plans for us are thwarted by misfortune? Not so. Rejoice that a loving God holds you in his grip, for he uses the sound of your cheerful voice to accomplish his work. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I'm going to praise him much more than I do. I'm going to praise the Lord much more than I do. I learn to praise his name and worship at his stool. I'm going to praise him. Praise the Lord. Nothing is surprising to God. Nothing is a setback to his plans. Nothing can thwart his purpose. And nothing is beyond his control. Johnny Erikas Tada Erickson. I saw Johnny Erickson many times in with Billy Graham and other gatherings, big gatherings. She was there. And it was sad ending. 17, 18-year-old girl dived into the water. The water pushed her down into a sandbar. She cracked her neck. Someone held her head up. They got her out of there. And she's been in a wheelchair, unable to use her hands, her feet, her body, just her neck. Yes, she's wrote thousands of books, has a ministry, positive attitude, Christian lady. With cheerful lips, let's praise the Lord, especially when we're sick and down and out. He uses our joy and the sound of our joyfulness to rebuild us up. We got ourselves in that. We didn't eat the words that he's prescribed. The medicine is too hard. Turning the TV off and learning about God is too hard.